Welcome to Exceedingly Abundant Ministries with Pastor Gary Cole. We are committed to bringing you the good news of the gospel, believing that God wants to make Christians whole in spirit, soul, and body. Visit our website at eaministries.net. Now, here is Pastor Gary with today's teaching.
Well, I pray that you're having a great day today. Today we're going to be talking about walking in love or abiding in death. You say, well, are those the only options? Yes, I'm afraid that's so. That's the only options we have. But let's again look to the scriptures. Let's begin in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his sin seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and killed his brother. And why killed he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now verse 14 is where we're going to be talking much about today. But let's go on and read 15 and 16. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. By this perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. A lot of powerful truths in 1 John 3, isn't there? But we're going to be talking about verse 14, about either walking in love or abiding in death. Now, I think every person knows that love is one of the most important things about the Christian life. Now, first of all, we must receive the love of God. And by receiving the love of God, we do that by asking Jesus Christ into our heart and receiving him as our personal Savior and Lord, recognizing that Jesus died for our sins 2,000 years ago on the cross and rose again the third day. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we recognize God's love for us as poured out through his Son Jesus. We recognize the sacrifice that Jesus did for us on the cross. By shedding his own blood, he paid for all the sins of mankind. And Father God says, those who come and receive his Son Jesus, their sins are forgiven. They're washed in his precious blood, and we're made white as snow. Isn't that exciting? We're justified. Another good definition, just as if we'd never sinned, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. Now, we receive that love by being born again. Remember what Jesus said in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You must repent of your sins. You must invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Savior and Lord. Maybe at this point you realize you're not born again and you would like to receive Jesus. ever broadcast, I want to give people an opportunity to pray and to become born again and to make Jesus their Savior and Lord and have their sins forgiven. If you're not born again, but you want to be, pray with me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I understand today that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I repent of my sins right now. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your precious blood that cleanses me from all my sin. And Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit that I might serve you effectively. In your name, amen. I pray you prayed that prayer from the heart. God bless you. But let's continue. Now that you've received the love of God, therefore you have the ability to love. Remember what the Bible says over here in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. When a person receives Jesus as Savior and Lord, their spirit man that was dead is made alive. The Holy Spirit quickens us. He regenerates us, the Bible says in the book of Titus chapter 3, and we're born again from above. In other words, we've received the love of God. The love of God has come into our hearts when we received the Lord Jesus, and now we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And having received the love of God, we can now turn around and display that love to others. Remember, we can only give what we've received, but we've received His love. Now we have the capacity by the Holy Spirit to give out love. Notice here in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness." Now, these are nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. So you can love because the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you, if you allow the Holy Spirit to fill and control you, you will walk in love. It is a fruit. You learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and to walk in love and to love others. In fact, Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Another good word for worketh is operateth. Our faith operates by love. You know, Jesus told us that if you put all the commandments together, it would all be about love. Let me prove that to you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse 36. "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus saith unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Isn't that amazing? So we recognize if you put all the Bible together as far as what it's saying about obeying God, we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then turn around and love our neighbors ourselves. So we see love is very important. Now God commands us to love Him because we've received His love and we are now capable of loving. We've received that agape love, and now we can allow His love which dwells in us to be demonstrated not only in loving God back, but in loving people. In fact, Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:15 that we are to speak the truth in love. You know, sometimes the truth can be very hard. Sometimes the truth can make people feel uncomfortable, but we still must tell people the truth, but we do it in love. You know, I tell people if they don't repent of their sins and receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord, they will die and go to hell. Because the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death," which means eternal separation from God, "but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I'm not angry at them. I'm not mad at them. But the truth says, without Jesus Christ, boys and girls, men and women die and go to hell. We don't want anyone to go to hell. So in love, I tell you the truth. You must be born again. You must receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you perfectly. He knows every dirty, rotten thing you've ever said and done. He still loves you, and Jesus provided salvation for you on the cross 2,000 years ago. What a God. Who would not want to know such a loving God who has provided forgiveness for the sins that we committed? We did the sins, and yet Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. That's exciting, isn't it? So we receive the love of God, and God says we're to turn around and love others. Let's go back to our verse in 1 John 3. I want to look at the last part of it. He who does not love, now I'm reading to you now the Amplified, abides, remains, is held and kept continually in death, spiritual death, Amplified says. In other words, when we don't walk in love, we're allowing to a certain degree death to operate in our lives. In other words, we're walking in darkness. We're not walking in the light. You know, that word abiding is a powerful word in the Bible. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 15? Let's go over there just a minute. Because we realize the whole Christian life is walking in that abiding intimacy with Jesus from the day you get saved until the day the Lord Jesus calls you home to glory. But let's read what Jesus said. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that's where I want to live. I want to live in verse 7. Walking in abiding intimacy with Jesus, his words in my heart and life, and whatever I ask, Jesus grants me. Isn't that awesome? That's what the Bible says. You see, the Christian life is a love relationship. It's not a certificate. It's not something that you can put away in some vault and then when you die, bring it out. It is a love relationship. It's a personal love relationship with God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus Christ is God. He's the eternal Son of God. So you don't know the Father without the Son. That's what Jesus says, and that's the truth. But once we receive Jesus, he says he's the vine and we're the branches. That means we draw our life from him. How do we draw our life from him? By depending on him, by talking to him in prayer, by giving him all our cares and concerns, talking to him about everything, studying his word, allowing the Holy Spirit to bring instruction and direction to us. In other words, it's a love relationship that goes on moment by moment. And again, just like any other relationship, the more you get to know someone, the closer you are to them, and you recognize how much you can depend on them. You see, your faith will grow when you walk with the Lord because you will find out his promises are true and he is faithful. In fact, the Lord said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And that's an awesome thing. Sometimes we can tick people off and they'll drop us in a heartbeat, right? But not with Jesus. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when we mess up, he doesn't walk out on us. He calls us to repent. He calls us to confess our sin, and the fellowship goes forward. You know what I mean? Fellowship can be broken up through things we do that are not right. But the relationship is established, and that's eternal. But we want to walk in fellowship because you don't enjoy your relationship if you're not walking in fellowship one with another. But Jesus says the key is abiding in Him, remaining in Him, walking in Him. So as we go back to our passage of Scripture, the Scripture says, he who does not love, talking about loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, remains, is held and kept continually in spiritual death. In other words, you're not doing what the Lord Jesus Christ asked you to do. Therefore, temporarily, you are not drawing your life from Him. You are not allowing Him to be Lord of your life. And you are allowing death to operate to a certain degree in your life. And you don't want to do that. You see, God tells us we are to walk in love. In fact, there were a lot of churches that were even commended for their love. Let's look at that just a minute. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15, Paul's writing, he says, wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints. And did you hear that? In other words, Paul knew that they were not only loving the Lord Jesus and trusting Him, but they were loving all their brothers and sisters in Christ. Hey, that is sadly missing from the church today, isn't it? God expects us, God commands us to love one another. Another church that was doing well in that was the book of Colossians, chapter, church at Colossae in Colossians 1:4. Paul says this, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. And again, all the saints. You know, we don't love evil things people can do, but we love people. Amen? And sometimes we have to separate the things they're doing and recognize, now that's an evil thing and you shouldn't do that, but I still love you. Amen. So we are to never not love one another. In fact, over here in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, let's go over there just a minute, verse 9 and 10. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren who are at Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. In other words, he recognized they were loving each other, but he says you can continually grow in that love. It can increase and abound in you. Do you realize that? Don't be satisfied how you're loving people right now. Lord Jesus, I want to love people more and better than I do. I want to see people through your eyes and love people right where they're at. Remember, Jesus knew some of the ornery things the disciples would do and fail him, but he loved them to the end. That's the love we've received, and that's the kind of love we're to give out to others. We're to love people all the time. Yes, we have to deal with sin. Yes, we can call evil evil, but we love the people, and we walk in forgiveness. Amen? That's such an important thing. You know, Paul even prayed back here. Let's go back to the church at Ephesus. He had a prayer where he prayed that the believers in the church would have a greater revelation of God's love and walk in that. You say, where do you find that at? Here in Ephesians chapter 3. Like, let's just go ahead and pray that prayer. Let's start in Ephesians 3:16. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask that you would grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in our hearts by faith, that we might be rooted and grounded in love. Now, did you hear that? We're praying that we might be rooted and grounded in love. And Father, also that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. That means His love for us. We need to know it deeper. Amen? How much Jesus loves you. Oh, you need to know that. Let's go back to our prayer. And Lord Jesus, that we might know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him, who is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto you, Father God, be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So you see, love you can grow in. You need a greater revelation of God's love for you. And as you receive that love, then you are able to turn around and demonstrate a greater measure of love because you've received a greater measure. Remember, we're beggars. We can only give out what we've received. We have to receive that love, know that love, and then we can turn around and give it out to others. I love what it says in 1 John 4:19. This is the truth. We love him because he first loved us. So everyone here who's listening on the other end of this microphone knows, if they're born again, that God loves them because that revelation came, they were able to receive it, the Holy Spirit made it real, and they gave their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. That's so exciting. But the thing is, we can grow more in love. We can do it better. God will help us. It is his will. Remember Galatians 5:6, faith which worketh by love. You know, when you tell me you're a great person of faith and you're mean as a snake to people, we've got a real problem and issue here. You're not as great a faith person as you think, because genuine faith, godly faith, operates by love. You see, but we're all growing in it. None of us have arrived, but we're getting to know Jesus more and better, receiving and understanding more of his love, and then we're able to turn around and demonstrate that love to others, and recognizing his love, we're able then to, with all our hearts, love him back. And that's what God expects, and that's what we need to be doing, walking in that love. Well, let's go through a checklist as we talk about this, because the Lord has let me see that if there's anyone that I don't forgive and choose not to love to that degree, even as a born-again believer who has Jesus in his heart, to a degree I am abiding in death. There's darkness in that part of my life because I'm not doing what God told me to do. In fact, in a sense, I've opened a door to the wicked one, and now he is able to get a place. And if I keep it up, even build a stronghold, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, and have a base of operation to come against me in the Christian life, because I've opened a door, because I chose not to abide in Jesus when it comes to my relationship with that person. So let's check ourselves out here. First one, is there anyone I haven't forgiven? Ask yourself, is there anybody that I've not said, I forgive you? Because Jesus has forgiven me all my sins, I choose to forgive you. Now, we don't have time today, but you go home tonight and read Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. The Bible says that Jesus expects us, when he was teaching Peter about forgiveness, we're to forgive 70 times 70, which comes down to the thing is, by the time you'd counted that many, you would have forgotten. In other words, you just keep on forgiving. But he told a story about a person who was forgiven all their debt, but turned around and didn't forgive someone else, even a much lesser debt, and that person was turned over to the tormentors. The idea is that you will become miserable. Satan will literally be allowed to harass you because of unforgiveness. Because Jesus said, I forgive you all, and I expect you to forgive everyone who sins against you. And we get a lot of practice, don't we? Some more than others. But we must forgive. You know, I'm thankful when I go to heaven, I'm not going to have to give account for any of my sins because Jesus forgave me all. I love that. I'm so appreciative. I spend the rest of my life loving and serving him. But Jesus says, Gary, I've forgiven you, but I expect you to forgive everyone who does you wrong. And I must do it. And I choose to do it. You must choose to do it too. Sometimes God has to heal the wounds from the things people do to us. He can do that too. But there's no healing that comes until you make the decision to forgive and give that to the Lord Jesus. And then he can heal your heart and the wounds that sometimes we get when people do evil, wrong things. And they are very real. But Jesus will heal you, but you must make the decision to forgive. Number two, do I love all my Christian brothers and sisters? Well, you know the Bible says, he says, I give you this commandment, John 15, that you love one another. It's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. This person has Jesus living in them too. They are your brother and sister in Christ. You are to love them, nurture them, cherish them, see the great value they are. Now you might pause here and say, well, I don't even know if they're saved or not the way they act. Okay, let's just say they're not saved. They're a counterfeit Christian. Well, do you love the lost? You see, you're not going to win here. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus loves all lost people. He wants them to be saved. He's commissioned you and I to go out and to preach and share the gospel and to demonstrate God's love and power. And so, say this person in the church that's upsetting you is lost. God loves lost people. You need to show the people how God's love works by loving them right where they're at. They may be an ornery booger. That's all right. They need to experience the love of Jesus operating in your life. Okay? How about my enemies? How about the people that hate me out there? Well, the Bible says we are to love them also. Let's go real quickly to Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Quickly looking at God's telling us we have to love. He says, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the heathen so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. So Jesus says, you're to love your enemies because God loves them. Jesus died for them. And no matter how terrible they are, you don't want them to go to hell forever. You know, sometimes I wish God would just slap their face real good. But I don't want anyone to go to hell. I am to love my enemies. Jesus commanded us, love your enemies. And let me tell you, so far, the Bible teaches me to love my brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible teaches me to love the lost. The Bible teaches me to love my enemies. Is there anybody else left on planet Earth? I think you know the answer, no. You see, we must walk in love. Now let's go back to our main scripture. He who does not love abides, remains, is held, and kept continually in spiritual death. You wonder why. Maybe you're having such a hard time, or maybe things aren't going like you think they should be. Maybe there's someone you haven't forgiven that you're not loving, and death to the degree is operating in your life. You do not want to walk in death. Choose life. Jesus is your Savior and Lord. Walk in love. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Love the lost and love your enemies. And the life of God will continue to shine brightly through your life. God bless you. Have a great week.
This broadcast is made possible by our faithful partners in the ministry outreach of Bethel Worship Center in Joplin, Missouri. If you have been blessed by Pastor Gary Culp's teaching and would like to know more about our ministry, feel free to visit our website at eaministries.net. That's eaministries.net.